America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. California correspondent is Kate Dunbar. Kate is a chef, food stylist, food photographer, and published food writer who blogs at katescuriouskitchen.com. She is also a passionate traveler who loves to explore California in her Airstream with her husband and three kids. She is also a vintage trailer enthusiast who owns a Shasta Airflight from the 1960s.
Welcome, Kate. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, how are you tonight?
We are doing so good.
Kind of wish we were in sunny California with you.
Yeah, always a little jealous to talk to someone in California.
We had a nice high 70s today. It was fabulous.
Rub it in, Kate.
Yeah. Trying to.
Even though you have joined us on our other podcast, RV Family Travel Atlas, why don't you give our listeners to Campground of the Week a little bit more background about yourself?
Okay, well, I'm proud to say I have been camping for almost all 40 years of my life. My grandparents were avid campers and they were gone. They even left for 5 years of my growing up life and they were on the road from Alaska all the way down to Mexico. And I got to join in on a lot of those adventures. So I was a little crib camper. I had my little pop-up crib and there I went with them and did all that fun stuff, holidays, everything. I really know the California coast and camping because this is where I grew up, in the lakes areas around here and the hiking areas. That's where I had a lot of fun. And like you said before, I'm a chef. I had my own restaurant here on the California coast for 5 years. And now I am a published recipe author and I create recipes for companies.
So you have been up and down the California coast, and we are going to hear about all of those campgrounds throughout the course of this podcast that we are newly releasing. But where are you taking us this week?
This week, I'm taking you to one of the Highway West vacation spots, and it is called Flying Flag RV Resort and Campground, and that's in Buellton, California. So picture California, the map of it, and if you can locate Santa Barbara, which is almost 2 hours north of Los Angeles, you just go up 30 more minutes, and that's where Buellton is. It's at the lowest part of the California Central Coast.
Okay, so a couple hours north of LA, and let's say, 5 hours south of San Francisco?
It's about 300 miles south of San Francisco and about 150 miles north of Los Angeles.
You go with your geography, Stephanie.
I Googled it. I had to. I needed to get the facts for it. I'm one of those fact people when I'm driving. I want to know where it is, how many miles, where are the stops, because we have children and what we can pull our big Airstream into, or where we can pull our vintage trailer into, to that, you know, you're not going to get mobbed with people or a bad intersection because we've all been there.
In California, just like on the East Coast with us in New Jersey, that kind of intel is really important.
I keep thinking about how everybody did it, and they did it. And granted, I do it too. You don't have internet wherever you go, but there are some white knuckle moments, and you just knowing your distance or knowing the location is very helpful.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about this campground. You mentioned that it's a Good Sam campground, right?
This one, you do get your 10% discount at Good Sam, as well as if you're a AAA member, too.
Okay,
so there's two that you can play off of, and you can, I believe that you can do it when you make your reservations. There's a drop-down screen for that, and if not, then you just show them your card when you check in, and they immediately take the discount right there for you.
And this is like a small network, or almost like a small chain of campgrounds,
correct? It is. HighwayWestVacations.com is the big house of that, and then you have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They have, I believe, 8 locations right now, everywhere from Moab, Utah, all the way up to Washington.
Okay, so, we'll put that in the show notes. We'll put those links in the show notes for people to reach that site.
Exactly. The whole purpose of this campground, the Flying Flag RV Resort Campground, is that you can go from location to location on your vacation in a one-day trip. So if you wanted to do the whole West Coast, including Utah and Arizona, Nevada, California, Oregon, Washington, you can make the loop just staying at their resorts.
Oh, wow. How interesting.
What a neat idea.
And you mean you mean you can get from one of those campgrounds to the next with one traveling day?
Pretty much with one. I think I really want to say the longest jump is maybe 400 plus miles. So if you split it up, which most of us do anyways, you can do it. You really can.
All right. That's such an interesting concept.
That is very interesting. Mm-hmm. So how big is this campground? What is the
size? They have about 320 RV sites. They also have 17 cabins that you can rent, fully furnished, that have kitchens. Then they have, which is the best part about the Flying Flag RV community, is that they have vintage trailers, Airstreams, that you can rent as well, that have been renovated and are ready for you just to walk in. And maybe if you want to get a trailer and you're not too certain if the space is right for you or if this is something you want, you can actually go test drive one. And by staying in it and doing that,
the truth comes out, Kate. This is why you wanted to talk about this campground.
I know.
Because of the Airstreams. They have Airstreams.
Now, they also have glamping tents, right?
They do. Those are brand new. That's in the new section that they've built out, and they are the glamorous safari tents. So you have your beds in there. You have a small kitchen in there. There's a lounge area with sofa and footstool, kind of just relax area. And I know that some people don't like that. And that's not camping. That's not in the woods. And that's not roughing it. I can verify this for a fact. Bugs can still get in. There's no way the bugs are not going to get in. They're still going to get in there. Dirt will still get in there. You will still get the camping experience.
Here at RVFTA headquarters, we understand it's different strokes for different folks.
It is.
You know, we each do it our own way. The important thing is we get out there and do it.
So if you do want a rustic experience, though, there's also tent camping there.
There is. There's tent camping. There's a great grass field that you can set up on, and they don't have a problem with that. It's meant for that. It's a specific designated area, and it's great. It's really convenient. It's right near where all the stuff is. You're not out in the edge, how most campsites sometimes refer to tent campers of, oh, we want them over there. We don't want to see it. We want to see the trailers and everything. That's not the case here at all. And that's not the case with the company.
Sounds like a good place to go. Like if you're an RV owner and you want to go with some friends who aren't RV owners, it sounds like a nice place where you could find accommodations for everybody.
You really can, especially, and I mean, everybody who owns a trailer becomes a first-time trailer, even if you've bought 2, 3, 4, however many. You have that shakedown trip where everybody goes out in it, and that's where you turn on everything, you find out what's wrong, you want to make certain everything's fine. This is one of those places, too, because every site is level. They're all cement pads.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, we don't know how to drive up on blocks. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to handle this. No, you've got at least the bases covered. It's level.
Easy in and easy out. Right.
Easy in, easy out. So this is good.
So price range, making reservations, tell us about that.
Making reservations. If you're looking for a holiday stay, Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, all of those, you can book up to a year in advance, and that's suggested.
Okay.
Just because it's one of those areas on the California coast and it's wine country. And when everybody gets out of school here, they go camping. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. The prices range anywhere from $34 a night to $100 a night, depending on what you're doing. Where are you staying? What campsite? Are you in a cabin? Are you in a tent? Are you in a vintage? Some of them are more expensive because some of the cabins sleep 8 to 12 people. So you break it down that way. Cars are included in it, so you don't pay extra for the, you know, if the people who have the reservations. There you go. If you have a motorhome and you're towing a car behind you, I do not believe when you pick the premium sites, I don't believe you have to pay for that car.
Okay. So what else does a campground have besides just those really nice concrete pad sites?
The level pad sites is great. They do have such a developed area that's been there for years. It has gorgeous trees, shaded campsites, grass in between, just fantastic. They have a pool, which is huge, to just play in and relax in.
The pool looked lovely too on the photos online that I saw.
Really nice. And it's a comfortable, it's heated year round, so you don't have to worry. They have cabanas there and you don't have to rent them. You're not charged for them. It's a first come, first serve. Here you go. They're right there for you. They are building a second pool this coming summer, 2016, that will be specifically kids only. It will not be a shared one like that it is over on the other side. Kids will be over there. Adults don't have to worry about their swimming, getting smacked up by children and flying footballs.
So in general, a family-friendly park, it sounds
like. It is. It's really family-friendly. My kids had their birthday there, and I couldn't believe the amount of kids that just were playing, having fun, scooter races and everything. But to get back to what they have, there is a clubhouse there. So if you went with a family for a holiday, you can rent the clubhouse out as well. They have the laundry facilities, picnic area. They have a snack bar, cafe, deli, and ice cream shop. And the great part on Friday nights, they offer a Santa Maria style barbecue. And that area, the central coast of California, we made tri-tip famous. It is a cut of beef. It is specifically cooked a certain way over great, bright, hot charcoal, and it's fantastic.
This is so, like, your platonic ideal of a campground. The more you get into it, the more I say, like, this is for you.
It is. It really, really is. I mean, there's even a wine shop and wine tasting inside on certain days.
Oh, my gosh. Kate, okay, we'll be right back. I'm going to make reservations for next summer.
Tell me when you're there, and I'll join you.
Oh, my gosh.
There's free Wi-Fi. So that's nice. You don't have to pay for that. So there's Wi-Fi all over. They welcome dogs. Okay. Dogs are just, it's fine to have them. They have certain parks and off to the side for dog runs and grass area. They do ask that you keep them on a leash. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're walking around, just like everywhere, they have a free DVD rental because sometimes you just, you know, you want to sit and you just want to be quiet, or it's almost the end and you're cleaning up the trailer and you want the kids to be entertained for a little bit, go pick up a DVD. And
Kate, we never play our kids movies when we want them to be quiet. No, we've never done that.
I will cop to saying we have broken out the DVD player because it was raining once. But other than that, this is the bad part. I had to go on YouTube to figure out how to use it because I completely forgot.
Our boys crochet when we're looking to clean up.
All right. So they have the activities. You said they have the big barbecue on Friday nights. What other organized activities do they have?
They have movie night where they have a large outdoor screen where they play family-friendly movies. And then they have bocce ball courts where they have tournaments, volleyball courts where they have tournaments. Then they have a social hour. And like I said, sometimes there's wine tasting. Some of the local vintners or the microbreweries will come where you can have tastings and relax and enjoy time. They host the annual chili and wine festival at the campground. So you can not only stay there, you can be a participant in the chili cook-off. If you want to, you can. I love going to those and just walking around. I couldn't participate in one because then I'd miss out on the social hour of it. But the wonderful part, and we just came from it, was that they host a vintage trailer show every year. Almost the entire park is filled with nothing but vintage trailers.
Off
and it's
the
free.
Hook.
It's free. It's open to the public and free. You find a parking spot and just walk on in.
Oh, that sounds awesome. We're so going to go to this campground. All right.
So it's obvious that this is a top pick of a campground. But now tell us, if we want to make reservations there, which of course we do, what sites should we be looking at?
I'll break it down this way. If you want the premier pull through,
we do.
A lot of space. You know, if you want that one that has the barbecue there for you and the big fire pit, I would pick any of the super premium sites. But my favorite one when we stay there is all the way at the end of Country Coach, which is one of the lines where you can pull in, and ask for the one on the north side.
Okay, the north side, the super premium site on the north side of Country Coach Road.
Correct.
And it's Kate Dunbar certified.
It is. It's Kate Dunbar. It is Airstream certified. We Ooh. Love that one.
Okay.
So that's, and the reason why I picked that one is because it has the most room. If you have kids, if you have stuff, if you like to leave it put out there, if you have friends that are joining you and you want your campsite to be the hub of the entertainment, that's going to fit everybody.
Okay.
There was no problem fitting 15 people on the grass area and around our trailer. Not a problem in the world.
Okay. Any sites to avoid?
I would be cautious of the new area only because the trees are not mature.
Okay.
So in the summer, when it's about 110 up there and you want the shade, you want to be on the old side where all the trees are mature and that's great. However, though, for the star watching at night, the new area is the best.
Right.
And we got to see all the shooting stars this summer. And what's really cool is that you've got an Air Force base about 30 miles away. And every once in a while, you can sit there at your campsite and watch the rockets being shot.
Whoa.
So you can watch all of that happening. And it's incredible to see a launch.
So the new area might be nice just for when it's not too hot.
Yeah, I would definitely say the spring or the summer. If you don't mind sun being there because you run your air conditioning all the time, it's perfectly fine.
Okay. All right. Now, you had also mentioned to us that the super premium site on Expedition Road is a really great secluded spot.
Yeah, it is. That one is way down at the end. And if you have little toddlers who maybe are learning how to ride their bike, it seems that this is what we all do. We take our kids camping and we teach them how to ride our bikes when we go camping.
That's right.
That's your site.
Okay.
It's in a corner, but it's not the main corner for turnarounds and pulling out of campsites. That would be the row before it.
Okay.
That corner is perfect for teaching your kid how to ride a bike.
Oh, all right.
Love
That's
it.
Really,
what
really
great
good.
Insider yeah, details there. Thank you.
All right. Now, just kind of before we move on to the area, give us your roundup of this campground. Like, what is your overall, you know, review of this campground?
I would say you will never find a better bathroom anywhere than that place. Their bathroom gets written up on Yelp all the time for how incredible it is. The
Love
design,
it.
The tile work, how clean it is, how convenient, how functioning, how wide the stalls are, how large and how deep the shower area is. But it looks like you're literally walking into a Los Angeles hotel.
Nice.
It's stunning. The bathroom.
And does that sort of say a lot about the cleanliness of the whole campground? You're like my grandfather used to always say, if you want to know about a restaurant, go walk in the bathroom.
Go take a look in the kitchen. Go do that. Everything is open for you to view. You can see into their offices. You can see behind the counter. They have cookies waiting for you when you check in. They have dog treats for you. They're constantly in the golf carts cleaning up afterwards, making certain that everything is picked up. Landscapers are constantly going through. If you have an issue of pulling into one of your sites and there is a low branch that just might touch your trailer, they'll immediately take care of it.
I want to be there now.
All right.
Me too.
Good, right. Good customer service. They're running a tight ship.
Fantastic. They are. Because they're part of a group and they know if one person has one bad experience, they're not going to try the others.
Right.
Good point.
Yep. And so great intel on the campground. We also want to hear you tell us all about the surrounding areas, so we'll be back in a minute to talk about that.
Back in a second with more of Kate Dunbar. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're here with Kate Dunbar, and she's telling us all about the Flying Flag RV Resort and Campground in Buellton, California, about 30 minutes north of Santa Barbara. Kate, why don't you tell us a bit about some of the activities in the area?
Well, first off, you are in wine country, California. Yes, there's Napa, and we're all beyond proud of Napa, but the central coast of California is where all the action seems to be coming from, at least on my end, in the food industry end. This is the hot spot. And the great part is you're 20 minutes from all of those wineries, and there's over 30 of them. So if you don't have children with you, or maybe if you bring grandma and grandpa with you and mom and dad want to go take a little day trip, this is your place. Right. They also have championship golf courses and a PGA golf course as well. So,
do you golf, Kate?
I used to golf.
Okay, all right. I used to golf.
Do you drink wine and golf at the same time?
I have been known to.
Kate will drink wine and do anything at the same time, right, Kate?
I will. Yeah, it's true. If you found me on Instagram tonight, you'd know that my chicken was drinking really good wine as well as myself.
I saw it, Kate. I follow you on Instagram, and I saw that you were telling everybody, do not use cheap wine, people, with your cooking.
Yeah, I think I used a different word, but it was a funny night because the vintner is a friend of mine, so we always kind of spoof back and forth to each other, and there is a tagline in there that I did write, and it is one of his lines, so I had to get up to that. So.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we get with our California correspondents. Wine tips. Okay. Yep. So
there's breweries. There's so many craft breweries in the area too. This is where Firestone Brewery got its start. It was right there. Firestone Vineyards is in that area as well. So you have that. You have Figueroa Mountain, which is a championship brewery now worldwide. So you have that. And then there is this little jewel that's just 7 miles away, and it's called Solvang. Mm-hmm. And it is the little Danish town in America. It is the place where people come and see. There is food. There are, it's incredible.
Stephanie, I have been there.
Yeah, we have.
It's been a while.
It's so cute. Right. It is the cutest little town. And just, you know, it's great.
Fun.
My
it's
favorite.
Fun.
It is fun. I mean, you know, the Hans Christian Andersen Museum is there, and it really is a great place. When I was a child and I went there, it was so sweet to know, oh, he is the one who wrote The Little Mermaid. And now that I take my kids there, they now know it's not Disney who wrote it. It's this gentleman. He is the one who wrote it. Disney adapted it. So there's that. There's horseback riding. There's glider riding. You can go to Gainey Winery and go glidering. Oh, glidering. You can go up in the glider.
I prefer to call it glidering, Kate.
I'm like, I don't know, but whatever. It's really cool. And you can go all over the valley. You can see the mountain range there. You can even fly over Neverland Ranch, which everybody in the world knows who used to own that.
Right. Okay.
And it sounds like a nice combo of adult activities, and there's enough things for the kids there.
There is, but
something for everybody.
I saved the best for last, and it will either terrify you or you will not get enough of it. And it is called Ostrich Land. Let that sink in for a minute. So imagine that you're on this ranch and there are ostriches and emus behind these huge fences, and you're holding a dustpan broom pan, you know, the part where you sweep all of, you know, the junk into, and it has a dog food bowl like screwed onto this dustpan, and you have these pellets for the ostriches to eat, and you hold them at arm's length as these huge ostrich heads come just diving into the food in these bowls. And you know,
I would not do that. I find those
they're terrifying.
Birds terrifying. Whenever I'm at a farm that has emus, I just think those are the nastiest looking animals I've ever seen. Like,
you
I'm
can
more
tell.
Comfortable
they are
looking at the sharks at an aquarium than those birds. I'm like, I wouldn't go there.
I went there with some girlfriends. And they'd had enough wine to drink and pulled over and said, oh, you girls have to go to this thing. And one of my girlfriends, all she did was screaming, going, oh, my God, they need a pedicure. And I'm like, oh, Lord. But our kids love it. It is hysterical. hysterical. It is absolutely unbelievable. My daughter, I don't think I've ever seen her run so fast from something. My son, he cowers behind a tree. And we're just the mean parents. We're like, come on, come on, come on. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
And you're really enjoying this.
I'm loving it. It's great. It's fantastic.
It sounds like you got to go.
All right.
You do. You do. You do. And there are two of the California missions right around the area as well. And the missions in California are very important to us. And the fact that there are two that are still operating and you can go into them and see how that mission helped develop the area is important.
Love it. Some culture as well, right?
Exactly.
Now, Kate, do you have any, I'm kind of throwing this at you a little bit, but do you have any specific restaurant recommendations? I mean, this is such a foodie area, and I know I've had some of the best meals of my life in this area, but Los Olivos, am I saying that?
Los Olivos.
Los Olivos is there, right? And they have some great food choices. Do you have any favorites that you can recommend?
I do. And in Los Olivos, I would pick sides. And I would also pick Fess Parker.
Okay.
Those are the two. I absolutely, absolutely love them. In Solvang, I would say the Succulent Cafe is the first pick. And then the second one would be Mortensen's Bakery.
Okay.
They have the best pastries in the world. And in Buellton, because it's world famous, you have to go to Pea Soup Anderson's.
I've never been to Pea Soup Anderson's.
Okay.
Now we have to go back.
Have you ever seen the can with those two little cartoon characters on them? One is like Happy and the other one is Pee Wee or whatever. They are famous.
Okay.
And that's where the soup originated from. And they are in grocery stores across America, but that's it. That's the home of it.
Okay, and do you have to order soup when you go there?
You have to.
Okay.
You have to. It's kind of like when you go to the Madonna Inn. You have to get pink champagne cake.
Right,
and
yes.
We've been to the Madonna Inn. You are making me want to go to California so badly that it hurts right now.
I know, we're
it's
getting
way too long.
It's been a while.
I went to graduate school in California.
California are fabulous stops along the road.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my gosh, should we circle back to the campground?
Yes, yeah, okay. So now we know this is a great campground to visit. We know this is a great area to visit, but we also know that nobody's perfect. So what recommendation or what little thing would you like to see tweaked about this campground just to kind of make it that like top 10?
I would say in the older area, definitely some of the trees need to be trimmed. If you have some of the higher fifth wheels and motor homes, I can't believe how tall they're making them now. You won't fit. Mm-hmm. It will not work in the old section of the resort. However, though, they will fit perfectly on the new side.
Okay.
That's interesting. So if you're in a larger rig, you might have to end up on the new side.
On the new side, exactly.
And you might want to mention that when you're making
your
reservation.
Yes, that's a definite. I always make my – whenever I make my reservation online to anywhere, but especially to Flying Flag, and I make it, I call them right away and say, hey, I've got this type or whatever. Or I just call them straight out and just make my reservation through them there. You can do it either or. But
okay.
It is best to let them know. Or especially if you have a pop-out that's, you know, on a certain side, you really need to let them know that.
Okay, because you might have a tree that might
you might have a tree
slide out
exactly,
or something like that.
Exactly.
Okay, so, which is always a trade-off with trees because we love landscaping. We love trees in our campground, but then at the same time, it can make it tricky to come in and out of a campsite.
It really can. And I would say it's something that I know is in the plan for the future. It's just not there right now, is for the tent campers, you have a little bit of a walk to your bathroom. So keep that in mind.
Okay. So you might want to have the Lugabaloo for the
night. There you go. There you go.
All right. Now, what other insider details can you give us to make us feel like we're locals when we visit this campground for the first time?
Well, I definitely would know that Friday nights you want to get into that patio area early. Because sometimes the guy who's barbecuing will trim off little end pieces and just hand them over to you.
Oh,
so you can try.
My
end pieces.
God.
Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite.
Yeah, I love barbecue and it's got to be rare, medium rare maybe, but the burnt ends on a tri-tip,
Kate, you're destroying me right now.
Well, that's an actual thing. You call it burnt ends, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's a thing.
If I drop your name, do I get a little bit of extra?
Extra burnt ends.
You know what? I would hope so, but, you know, I don't think I've stayed there enough with them, but I would. Hi, guys. It's Kate Dunbar, D-U-N-B-A-R. Love you. My kids had a blast. Yeah. And I kept them quiet after 10. I did good.
Yeah.
I would definitely say an insider tip, though. Go in the spring, even though there could be some rain, the weather, we don't know what's going to happen this winter and spring with us here in California. El Nino's coming or it's not coming, not too certain. But go in the spring. The weather is fantastic. And the great part about the wineries is not a lot of people visit them in the early spring. Sometimes you get extra pours that you don't have to pay for.
Oh, extra pours. We love it.
Extra pours.
There's that wine country plus extra pours equals love it. Top 10 picks.
Happy. And it was and the steak tips. Was it steak tips you were talking about?
Yeah, the tri-tips and the burnt ends of the barbecue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's just, you know, and the Friday night movie, getting there a little bit earlier, they'll let you save some spots. But, you know, it's just a great overall feel. And they're so kind. And if no one's in the safari tents or the cabins, they'll let you go in and just check them out and see how it is and see if you like what's going on. And if you're interested in purchasing a vintage trailer, they do have the connection and they can help you out. So there's a little tip too.
Okay, so this sounds like a phenomenal place that should be on anybody's list if they're making a reservation for California coastal area around Santa Barbara in their upcoming travels. So thank you so much, Kate, for telling us about
that
the
Flying
Flag RV Resort and Campground in Buellton, California.
And we can't wait to have you back again. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.